From big corporations, we turn now to small companies. Morning Edition has been talking to small business owners around the country to see how they're faring. Today we meet Albert Ceja. Ceja's shop east of Los Angeles makes the machines that make tortillas. Like many small business owners, Ceja's has been hit by the downturn, but he can't get credit to keep his company going. Rob Schmitz of member station KQED has this report.
Al Ceja and his father owned Chipmasters, a shop that assembles tortilla-making machines. Last year at this time, they managed 55 full-time employees. Today, there are 9 left. They're trying to keep busy inside this lonely machine shop in a gritty corner of the San Gabriel Valley.
We're a high-profit, low-output operation here, and people just stopped purchasing stuff. And that really, really hit us hard.
Ceja's tortilla machines cost a lot, up to $3 million. So far this year, he only made 1. Not too long ago, his crew made 17 a year. His orders dropped off last year when credit ground to a halt. His clients couldn't get loans, so he couldn't either. In what seemed like an instant, his cash flow was gone, and his employees were left with nothing to do. At first, Ceja asked them to paint the building, move around machinery, anything, to keep busy. But after a month or so, it was clear. He had to lay off guys who were as close to him as family. And for those who remained...
We told them, you know what, there's going to be days where the checks might come in a couple days late. Or if we give it to you on Friday, you might have to wait till Monday for it to clear. And these guys understood. They're the troopers. They're the guys that really stood in. The guys that really look out for the company.
Carlos Chavez is one of those guys. Chavez cuts sheet metal for a repair job. This represents a new business strategy for Chipmasters. Instead of making tortilla machines, the skeleton crew here is fixing them. Chavez agreed to cut back his hours so he could hold on to his job. With an unemployed wife and 3 children, he says he had no choice.
Many of my friends and family don't have any work at all. I've got a little work here, but at least I've got something. I'm lucky compared to most.
Hello?
Back in his office, Ceja says he's approached 8 different lenders to try and secure a line of credit. They all turned him down. His credit score, damaged from Chipmaster's lack of cash flow, was too low. He approached the Small Business Administration. Nothing there either. Behind his desk, a framed photo of a younger Ceja hangs on the wall. It's a portrait of him in a crisp military uniform.
I was a damn good Marine. I'm an American. I love being American, and I had a lot of faith in my country. And I thought, well, the government has to have prepared for this, you know, for something like this. And it was just, it was like a weird, deluded dream that I had.
Ceja wrote letters to the city, state, members of Congress, and even President Obama asking for help. Other than a form letter or two, hardly anyone responded. Not too long ago, Ceja contacted L.A. County for help. They sent someone who could help him secure a loan. He told her he still had faith in his country.
She laughed. She laughed. She laughed. And she works for the government. She laughed. She was sitting right there and she laughed. And I said, wow. Well, that's a reality check for me.
Ceja says when the economy does pick up, he's going to be ready. Lately, he's been reading books about Kaizen, the Japanese strategy for lean manufacturing. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmidt in Los Angeles.